Listener Production.
Hi, it's Damien Carbon with your news briefing. Western Power continued to investigate how a large part of the city was blacked out for close to 30 minutes this morning. Over 600 buildings lost power for between 15 and 30 minutes, with traffic lights throughout the CBD down for at least half an hour in the middle of peak hour. WA's COVID numbers have held steady this morning. 4,097 new infections were recorded. There are 268 people receiving treatment for COVID in our hospital system. 12 are in intensive care. Sadly, two people have passed away with COVID. The Prime Minister says getting a nurse in every aged care facility in the country is now a major priority for his government. Anthony Albanese will continue to work with state and territory leaders following Friday's National Cabinet meeting. The Prime Minister says it will help to alleviate the pressure on the ambulance service and our emergency departments.
If you are an elderly resident of an aged care facility and you have a health issue, but there's no nurse or health professional on site, often you'll be put in an ambulance and taken to an emergency department at great cost to the healthcare system.
The decision to create a new open competition in world swimming has received strong support this morning from Swimming Australia. FINA voted in Europe overnight to ban transgender athletes from competing in women's races, instead allowing them to now race in an open category. And Billy Joel is heading to Australia for a one-off show in Melbourne. In sport, Hawthorn is set to be bolstered by the return of forward duo Jack Gunston and Mitch Lewis for Friday night's clash with the Bulldogs. Coach Sam Mitchell this morning confirming both players are back in full training after recovering from injuries. Back in training in Melbourne this morning, Richmond's Dustin Martin. He is expected to line up against Geelong on Saturday. The champ had been suffering badly with the flu. English golfer Matt Fitzpatrick has claimed his first major title, the US Golf Open, this morning. He won it by a single shot.
Listener.